Welcome back to Bonneville in the R.J. Lalonde Arena, where the Fort McMurray Oil Barons take this one in double overtime, 3-2 tonight. Joined now on the postgame show by Mob head coach Tom Kekka. Tom, a thrilling overtime game once again here in this series, but what can you say about the play of Jared White, a youngster getting lots of ice time here, and rightfully so, and a good heads-up play there to jump up, but your thoughts on a big win here tonight in Bonneville?
Didn't have to be that thrilling. We made it thrilling. I thought that we came out and we had a great first period. We were all over them. Really, we had them on their heels. You know, it could have been very easily 3-0. I mean, we did score. I've never seen that before where you actually score a goal on the delay penalty. They not only wave off the goal, but they take away the penalty. I've never, ever seen that before. But just one of those things where, you know, I thought that we were very good for 20 minutes, and then we just allowed them to get back into the game. And, you know, really, when you look at it, in the third period, there was a point there where I was thinking to myself, all they're doing is they're beating us at our own game. You know, they got pucks to the net. They came in, they forechecked hard. Their defenseman pinched down. And we just couldn't handle it. And, you know, and then in overtime, it's one of those things where, you know, it's anything that can go. I thought in the first overtime there, Ralph made a heck of a play to Eddie on the back door, and he had a wide open net, and he just tipped it wide, and then they had a couple chances. But, again, you know, you challenge Will to skate and use his speed, and he comes through the neutral zone, and, you know, he should have basically scored that one. But, you know, Whitey, full credit for him for joining the play, because a lot of guys would have just said, okay, there goes Will. I'm either going to change or I'm going to sit back. But he comes in there and picks up a garbage, and Lease gets it on the first goal. Exact same thing, just some garbage. But you have to get to those areas in order to collect the garbage. So, you know, we got very fortunate tonight.
You kept together that rookie line again tonight with Isaac, and you mentioned they scored your first goal, and then Jared White gets a shift up with Will Conley in overtime there. But when you have rookie players like that and you've seen them evolve over the season, is it a pleasant surprise for a coach when you can have guys that you now have and continue to give them bigger and bigger roles as the season goes on?
Well, you do, and actually it was Isaac and Whitey were together, and we had a little bit of an injury there, so we were spotting Will in with them. You know, it was the challenge we had as a coaching staff was, you know, with Hammer out and Coxie out, what do you break up that young line? And, you know, you've got two centermen basically in Isaac and Leesburg, but I just felt that today you can't break that line up. They've been so effective for us. So we, you know, threw Rousey in there, and while you know, there was a little bit of nerves there, I thought that Toby Shatler gave us some very big shifts and played extremely well. And, you know, Will's one of those guys that you just always get the feeling that he's one drive away just from breaking a game, and it was very fortunate for us that he decided to do that in overtime.
Tom, a big win here. You get two wins in Bonneville. How much, we've talked about momentum, but just how much confidence does that give a hockey club? You come back in last night's game. Here you blow the lead, so you're in a bit of a different situation. But two gutsy wins where the team battles it out and grinds it out, and now you have a chance to win the series Friday night at home.
There's a lot more stress, I think, between the coaches than there is between the players on the bench. I mean, there's absolutely no panic. We have a lot of leaders that step up, you know, verbally. You know, Woody's very vocal, Roche, Ralphie, and Fraser, and those guys. So, I mean, they basically patrol themselves throughout the course of the game, and nobody needs to tell our guys when we're taking shifts off. And, you know, the onus is on the players to make sure that we can stop that momentum. And we did that sometimes, but, you know, third period, we were on our heels a lot. And I didn't like our defensive zone faceoffs twice, actually, in overtime. You know, they walked off the wall, and we just weren't ready. We were on our heels, but... We've been good on the road all year. I don't know why, whether we're just, you know, keeping it simple and that, but again, there's no panic. But I still feel that this series is a long ways from being done. It's going to be a long trip home tonight, but for us, you know, that they've got one more big push, you know, in that hockey club. They got all the pride in that dressing room, so you can expect their best effort on Friday night. So hopefully our fans come out. We can pack the Kasman Center. It's a Friday night. Cheap beer. Good AJHL action, and hopefully we can get the job done. But come on out, support the boys, and hopefully we'll put on a good show.
For sure, Tom. We had two good crowds in game one and two. Excellent crowd game one, and hopefully we can get everyone out. I know we'll be promoting it here on the station. We got lots of ticket giveaways, so stay tuned for that. Tom, congratulations on the win tonight, and best of luck in game five back at home.
Thanks a lot.